Tom Goodman Hill.
Jeff and fellow biologist Sean Lindy paddled to a Panamanian peninsula, a lost world infested with exotic creatures. It's here Jeff sets his sights way up high.
All right.
With help from Sean, Jeff rigs ropes from giant trees.
There you go, good job. I like that. That's it.
They then search for venomous reptiles at dizzying heights. It's a job that's earned this wrangler a nickname, Jungle Jeff. The height to the roof of the building is 442 metres. And the mightiest measurement of all, height to the top of the West Antenna, 527 metres, which is in fact the highest antenna of any building in the world. So check this out. If you took six Boeing 747s, stacked them nose to tail next to this mammoth building, the Sears Tower would still be about 18 metres taller than the stack of jumbo jets. We could even toss a seventh jet on the pile and still not manage to clear the antennas. Now that's tall.
The plane flew in over the dust yellow land. Mountains like pieces of rock half buried in sand pushed their way up from the earth, casting long shadows over the landscape as the sun descended behind us. I stared down through the window at the empty space below, arid semi-desert banked by an azure sea, with a promise of balmy, jasmine-scented nights. Pepe was my only contact in Spain, and therefore, I reasoned, a natural starting point for my journey. A friend of a friend and a university lecturer in Arabic, he greeted me at the airport like a lost son, embracing me warmly in the arrivals hall.